Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Lord, for making a way. And I thank the Lord for making a way for each of you to join me on tonight. Hello, this is Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you bless everybody under the sound of my voice on tonight, Lord God, that you will let this word find each and every one of us on tonight, Lord God, that each and every one of us, Lord God, will repent, Lord God, of something that we've been doing, Lord God, that we may get better in your sight, Lord God, that your name may get the glory that you deserve. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down and that you speak mightily through me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Once again, thank you for joining me, everybody. That was If My People by Reverend F.C. Burns and Making a Way by the Truthettes. Now let's jump right on into the Word. Before I get into the foundational text for tonight, I'm going to give you a little background information so that you will understand the text. It says, Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled 55 years from Jerusalem. Manasseh disobeyed the Lord by following the disgusting customs of the nations that the Lord had forced out of Israel. He rebuilt the local shrines that his father Hezekiah had torn down. He built altars for the gods of Baal and set up sacred poles for worshiping the goddess Asherah. And he continued to worship the stars. In the temple where only the Lord was supposed to be worshiped, Manasseh built altars for the worship of pagan gods and the stars. He placed these altars in both courtyards of the temple and even set up a stone image of a foreign god. Manasseh practiced magic and witchcraft. He asked fortune tellers for advice and sacrificed his own sons in Hinnom Valley. He did many other sinful things and made the Lord very angry. Years ago, God told David and Solomon, Jerusalem is the place I prefer above all others in Israel. It belongs to me, and there in the temple I will be worshipped forever. If my people will faithfully obey all the laws and teaching I gave to my servant Moses, I will never again force them to leave the land I gave to their ancestors. But the people of Judah and Jerusalem listened to Manasseh and did even more sinful things than the nations the Lord had wiped out. The foundational text is 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 9 through 13. And I'm going to read the text from the Amplified Classic and the Contemporary English Version on some scriptures for better clarity. So Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do more evil than the heathen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. They would not listen. So the Lord brought against them the commanders of the host of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks and in fetters and brought him to Babylon. They put a hook in his nose and tied him up in chains and took him to Babylon. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. While Manasseh was held captive, he asked the Lord God to forgive him and to help him. He prayed to him, and God entreated by him, heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. The Lord listened to Manasseh's prayer and saw how sorry he was, and so he let him go back to Jerusalem and rule as king. Manasseh knew from then on that the Lord was God. Let's recap one more time, just for emphasis' sake. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken, they would not listen. So the Lord brought against them the commanders of the host of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks and in fetters and brought him to Babylon. They put a hook in his nose and tied him up in chains and took him to Babylon. Somebody, tonight I asked you, how bad do things have to get? How bad do things have to get? The title of tonight's message. How bad do things have to get before you humble yourself to God? In the text, God brought down Manasseh, the king, the ringleader of it all. We all know somebody when we were in school, especially. They were the ringleader of it all. They started everything. So in tonight's text, God brought down the king, the ringleader of it all. Affliction fell upon Manasseh, the one who was leading, as well as upon them, the ones who were being led. Therefore, those of us who have been praying for the deliverance of loved ones, you know what? We have been praying prayers that are too low. As long as we've been praying, we should have been praying. Not just for them, but for the ringleader of it all. God pulled down the ringleader, the one that is in charge and is leading, influencing their ungodly behavior. That's what we should have been praying. God pulled down the ringleader of it all, both in the physical and in the spirit realm. God pulled down that evil Manasseh spirit that's in operation. Pull it down in Jesus' name. If the head of anything be pulled down, if the head of anything be pulled down, anybody following that lead, anybody following that leading will be forced into proper alignment. But why wait and be forced into proper alignment like Manasseh, who the text says when he was in affliction, when he was distressed, in pain, in trouble, that's when he besought the Lord, his God, and decided to humble himself greatly before the Lord, the God of his fathers. Again, I ask you, how bad do things have to get before you humble yourself to God? What's it going to take for you to put down the tarot cards, to get you to stop running to fortune tellers and calling psychic lines, reading horoscopes, chasing every idle thing imaginable? You trust spirits, every spirit but the Holy Spirit, that is. And you wonder why your house is divided. You wonder why you deal with jealousy and envy. The Bible says, and if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. That's why you feel like you're not able to take certain things. It literally is more than you can stand right now. Mark 3:25, English Standard Version. The Bible also says, for where there is jealousy, envy and contention, rivalry and selfish ambition, there will be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and foul practices. James 3:16, Amplified Classic Bible. For somebody, bad is an understatement. For somebody tonight, bad is an understatement. Things are so bad, you are literally on the verge of having your lights turned off and your enemies gloating over you. You are literally in the process of having your lights turned off and your enemies gloating over you. It's almost like there's a hook in your nose and you're tied in chains and have been delivered into Babylon. Just like Manasseh, who in tonight's foundational text was delivered into Babylon. And just in case you don't know what Babylon stands for, Babylon is the historic oppressor of God's people. Babylon is the historic oppressor of God's people. And you need not be oppressed anymore. Somebody, you need not be oppressed anymore because you make the money. You make the money. You just can't keep the money and do what you need to do with it. You earn wages only to put them in purses with holes in it. Haggai 1:6, NIV, the New Living Translation. Somebody, your wages disappear as though you're putting them in pockets filled with holes. how bad, once again, I ask you how bad do things have to get before you humble yourself to God? Right now, your attitude is too high. Right now, your attitude is too high. Too high in the way you act to realize that the way you're conducting your life is pulling you down. Your attitude is too high. The way you act right now is too high for you to realize that the way you're conducting your life is pulling you down. Release your stance and give God a chance. Somebody on tonight, give God a real chance. Release your stance, release your position, and give God a chance. Don't be like those in tonight's foundational text who God was talking to, but they would not listen. Don't be like those in tonight's foundational text who God was talking to them. He was trying to warn them, trying to tell them because he loves us, but they would not listen and chose to readily listen to a man instead. They chose to readily listen to Manasseh and ended up doing even more sinful things than the nations the Lord had already wiped out. To keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result is considered insanity. I know we've all heard that. To keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result is considered insanity. If what you're doing is not working, if what you're doing on tonight is not working, it's high time you humble yourself to God. Humble yourself, meaning lower your attitude, lower your behavior, the way you act, and think no higher of yourself than you ought. And think no higher of yourself than you ought, acknowledging Christ in all things. For it's by his power, not your power, but by his power, his grace and his mercy that you are alive to even see today. Humble yourself. It's time you stop being led by people. It's time you stop being led by people instead of God. Humble yourself. It's time you stop egging God. It's time you stop egging God. Stop ignoring him and his Holy Spirit as though he has said nothing to you. Many of you, God is warning you about some of the things that you're doing, some of your behavior, but you just keep going as though you can't feel his spirit. You can't hear him speaking to you. You can't feel that nudge in your spirit, and you just keep going. Stop egging him. Stop ignoring him. Being rebellious might have seemed cool back in the day, and we have all been rebellious back in the day. Being rebellious might have seemed cool back in the day. Seeing how much you could get away with and not be punished made you popular with certain crowds. But those days are officially over. Welcome to grown-uphood. Those days are officially over. And you should know rebellion, as cool as it may have seemed back in the day, is as sinful as witchcraft. That's what the Bible says. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, as stubbornness, as bad as worshiping idols. 1 Samuel 15:23, New Living Translation. God says some of you are practicing witchcraft. God says some of you are practicing witchcraft and actively worshiping idols. But others of you are just rebellious and still stubborn. But others of you are just still rebellious and still stubborn despite everything you've been through, despite everything that keeps on coming against you. Some of you are just still rebellious and still stubborn despite everything that you've been through. That's just as bad, and that's just as bad. In tonight's foundational text, the protection of the Lord was no longer on the people. In tonight's foundational text, the protection of the Lord was no longer on the people. It's a dangerous thing nowadays. It's a dangerous thing nowadays to live in this world so far from God that you can't feel him. How tough, how bad do things have to get before you humble yourself? Before you humble yourself to God. The moment you humble yourself, you know what? The moment you humble yourself, God is on your side. Humility has something to do with God hearing. In the text, God heard Manasseh's prayer after he humbled himself. In the text, God heard Manasseh's prayer after he humbled himself. Despite his disobedience, despite all the evil he had done, participated in and led the people in. Somebody, There is nothing, and I do mean nothing, there is nothing you've done that God can't forgive. There is nothing you have done that God can't forgive if you humble yourself. Humility is the key to success. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. While Manasseh was held captive, how bad do things have to get? While he was held captive, and that's when he asked the Lord God to forgive him and help him. Beloved, some of the things you're going through is just to break that rebellious, that stubborn spirit. Some of the things that you're going through is just to break that rebellious, that stubborn spirit. It calls you to ask for forgiveness, calls you to ask for help. Be told, though, some of you won't humble yourself until you're cornered and in a fight that you can't win on your own. Truth be told, some of you won't humble yourself. In spite of what's going on with you, you still won't humble yourself until you're cornered and in a fight that you can't win on your own. Manasseh asked God to forgive him and help him. The rest of the text from the Contemporary English Version says, the Lord listened to Manasseh's prayer because humility had something to do with God hearing. And he saw how sorry he was. And so the Lord let Manasseh go back to Jerusalem, and the Lord let Manasseh go back to Jerusalem and rule as king. Not only did the Lord forgive Manasseh, not only did he help him, but he gave him back his job. Somebody should be shouting right there. If you don't lost your job and you need your job back, the Lord gave Manasseh his job back. And if he could work that type of favor in Manasseh's life, despite everything Manasseh had done, God could work it out for you. But he gave him his job back. I told you, humility is the key to success. People may fire you. But when God rehires you, there ain't nothing they can do. Remember, the background information that I opened with says that Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled 55 years from Jerusalem. That lets me know you can start off doing something at an early age. You can start off doing something at an early age and continue in it for years. But down the road, sooner or later, something will happen to cause change, be it good or bad. Manasseh ruled 55 years from Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the capital of Judah. 12 is a long way from 55. And we know from tonight's foundational text that all those years were not good years. God is not looking for perfection. He knew you would mess up along the way. But you don't have to keep doing the things you're doing. You don't have to remain rebellious and stubborn. You don't have to keep living so far to the left. That nothing is right in your life. Thing is going wrong. So far away from God that you can't feel him. You can't feel his protection. And nowadays, more than ever, we need his protection. You need his protection. How bad do things have to get before you humble yourself to God? What else? Who else does that lifestyle you're living have to take from you before you decide you want to be set free? Sin is like being held captive. Aren't you tired of being held captive? Can't you see the bad times you're having are not accidental? But deliberate. That's right, I said it. The bad times that you're going through right now, they are not accidental, but deliberate. To make you realize that you need to humble yourself. It's all designed to make you realize that you need to humble yourself. Think with me. Now read your Bible. When you get off of Prolific tonight, go back and read your Bible. Check what I'm telling you. You don't have to believe me. Check what I'm telling you. Think with me. Was it accidental in Acts 9, when Saul was on his way to do evil, he got knocked off his horse, went blind, humbled himself, ended up connected to a man of God who restored his sight, and Saul became the Apostle Paul. Was that an accident that he went through all those things and things didn't change until he humbled himself? I think not. Was it accidental in the book of Jonah when Jonah, running from what God called him to do, ended up in the belly of a whale, stayed there three days and three nights until he humbled himself and decided to talk to God, until he humbled himself and submitted to God's will? Was it accidental in Judges 16 when Samson, strong as he was, fell in love with the wrong person? We've all been there. Fell in love with the wrong person, lost his anointing, his strength, and his eyesight, and was not restored in strength until he humbled himself. You got it. Humble yourself. Humility is the key to success. Until he humbled himself and decided to talk to God and ask God to anoint him one last time. Was it an accident? I think not. And I got one last point for you. Was it accidental in Luke 22 when Jesus as a man was so stressed out that the Bible says sweat like drops of blood dripped from his forehead in the Garden of Gethsemane prior to going to the cross? And though he wished there was another way, he humbled himself and said, "Lord, not my will, but yours be done." If Jesus faced a situation that made him humble himself, because remember I told you all those things that I just called out as examples were not accidents. They were done deliberate to force humility, to force that person to humble themselves. If Jesus had to face a situation that made him humble himself, why are you any different? Why are you any different? Beloved, it's time to humble yourself. How bad do things have to get? Everybody under the sound of my voice, whether you're listening live right now, and I thank you for being live with me right now, or whether you're listening live on the replay, repeat after me. Father God, we humble ourselves. We denounce, meaning we turn away from, every wicked practice, every wicked way we become so fond of. We ask you to pull down every stronghold that has held us in disobedience. Father, we want to do your will. The problem is we want to do our will too. Deliver us from rebellion and stubbornness. We put it all before you tonight, asking you to deliver, to purge us from the wrong attitude. Help us to think of ourselves no higher than we ought, that you may be able to use us for your glory. We repent. Forgive us, Lord. We are sorry. We know we have vexed your spirit by choosing not to listen to you, but choosing another to lead us. All and all they did was lead us further away from you. We seek to return, somebody. We seek to return and be in your good graces. Despite everything, help us, Father. Help us turn the bad we are experiencing into something good. Turn the bad we are experiencing into something good. We humble ourselves in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I'm going to open the phone lines. If there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer on tonight, you can press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1 on your phone and I will see it and know that you desire prayer. Press 1 if you desire prayer on tonight. If you're online listening to me, now or later, I will tell you how you can get in contact with me for prayer or private Bible-based consultation. Consultation is free. This is what I do, and I'm gladly do it.
I am not sure if you can hear me or not, woman of God.
Hold on. I can hear you now. I'm scared of it. Go back, because I don't know if I missed anything. When I clicked in, you were already talking.
Okay, I was just saying, hi, woman of God. I didn't know if you could hear me or not. I just hit the unmute button on my phone. Yeah, thank you for this call. I just needed prayer. I'm just dealing with a lot of stuff with sick family members, and it's giving me like a really bad headache, and I'm feeling like tense because they're both sick at the same time. And my name is Natasha.
Father God, excuse me, what else did you say?
Oh, I was just saying my name. That's all. Thank you.
What's your name?
Natasha.
Okay. Hi, Natasha. My name is Prophet Stacy. Thank you for joining Prolific Fire.
Alrighty.
Hi. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for Natasha, Lord God. I ask that you get in the midst of the dysfunction that's going on in her family. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give her peace over every situation that she has to deal with concerning her family. God, I ask that you ease the headache, Lord God. Ease the tension, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, when the tension leaves, God, whatever the situation is, God, that's a sign that it's leaving too, Lord God. I pray over her family, God, over every member, Lord God, that may be causing confusion, Lord God. I pray over them, Lord God, that they will learn the art of peace, that they will learn how to walk in peace, Lord God, because your word says, how can two be in agreement? How can two walk together unless they agree to do so, Lord God? So I ask that you bring this family together, Lord God, that they may walk in one direction, Lord God, and stop the dysfunction, stop the strife from going on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and causing my sister headache, Lord God. Look upon any family member that may be sick, Lord God, and break healing to their body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this entire family may be whole and may be whole in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight desiring prayer? If so, press 1, just like Natasha just did, press 1. Press 1, and I would be glad to pray with you. If not, let me tell you how you can get in contact with me when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer or Bible-based consultation. The consultation is free. You can always call or text 865-408-8690. 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, PROLIFIC, fire@gmail.com. Also, if you were one of the people that prayed with me, if not tonight, last Monday or whenever, if you prayed a salvation prayer with me anytime and you want to know more about salvation, or you just want to know more about the ministry, you can go to prolificfireministry.com. That's prolificfireministry.com. You find out more about salvation, more about the ministry, and stay connected that way. Also, you can send a prayer request through the website if you desire. Some people do. Also, find me on Twitter @prolificfire, on Periscope @prolificfire. You can find me also on Instagram @ProphetessStacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And how many of you know tonight that prayer is essential? Prayer is essential. Therefore, join my sister in ministry, Prophetess, pay for a prayer every Friday night. Faith on the line, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. There's 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Faith on the line, Friday night. Call 712-451-0011. 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. Also, you can Periscope in. If you have Periscope on your phone or any of your devices, you can Periscope in and watch her doing the prayer session by going to Natasha C. Pate 24. Natasha C. Pate 24. Pate is P-A-T-E 24. Also, join me back here on Prolific Fire next Monday, same time, same place, when the message will be all caught up. You got caught up in some things, but you know what? God worked his purpose in the end. You got caught up in it, but God still worked his purpose in the end. And if you don't know the motto of this ministry, the motto for Prolific Fire is seeking to help you where you hurt. And that simply means that we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. Until next week, God bless you all. Thank you for being a part. I love you. I'll see you next Monday. God bless.